USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House approved a $768 billion National Defense Authorization Act for the 2022 fiscal year in a bipartisan 316-113 vote on Thursday. Now that Pentagon spending levels have been set, some of the guides in the annual law this time around would require women to register for military draft. It also gives U.S. service members a 2.7% pay raise. The bill now heads to the Senate and is expected to work out any differences with the House in the coming months. Should also be noted, the House approved a $1 billion Iron Dome defense missile system for Israel. The vote in favor was 420-9. The FBI has issued a federal arrest warrant Thursday afternoon for Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, for his use of unauthorized devices following her death. The indictment says he used a debit card and PIN number for accounts that did not belong to him between 30 August and September 1st. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Americans are becoming restless in the friendly skies. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
There's growing concern in Congress about increasing numbers of unruly passengers on airline flights. Washington State Congressman Rick Larson opened a Democratic-led House hearing by calling out the disruptive behavior of unruly passengers.
It is disgusting, it is unacceptable, and it is a danger to fellow passengers, to crew, and the entire U.S. aviation system.
The Democrat adding many disruptions have involved the federal mandate on masks aboard planes.
There was a recent case of a novel flu variant in the state of Ohio. It was announced on Thursday. Ohio Department of Health says a patient was found to be infected with a novel variant of influenza A. That's more commonly known as swine flu. This is the third report of the particular variant in the United States this year. The department recommends that you get the flu shot by the end of October. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
When mainstream media blocked the Hunter Biden laptop story, democracy died a little. And now that we have learned that the New York Post story just before the 2020 election is the real deal, Pennsylvania Congressman Guy Reschenthaler tells Newsmax he believes the story would have changed American minds on a Biden presidency.
The hypocrisy here is just so rich. The fact that you had a New York Post article, the New York Post being the oldest newspaper in the United States, the fact that big tech and the mainstream media censored this Hunter Biden laptop story, the fact that elected officials like myself were shadow banned for posting this story, and then here it turns out the whole time we were the ones that were correct. It was the New York Post, it was the conservative media that was out front on this, actually getting to the bottom of this story and reporting accurate news. You know, polling shows that after the election, there was a large swath of the Democrat voter who did not know about the Hunter Biden story. And what is even worse is polling shows that a number of those Democrats would have changed their vote to President Trump, which would have reversed the election or it would have changed course the election in places like Arizona, Pennsylvania, and other swing states. And now we have a situation where Joe Biden is now president. And to my knowledge, Hunter Biden still has the management of $1 billion hedge fund from China.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.